Welcome, athletes. Let's break down a scientifically grounded alternative to conventional sports nutrition for your ultra-endurance efforts, the low-carb, high-fat, or ketogenic diet. By shifting your metabolism to prioritize fat and ketone oxidation, you can tap into nearly unlimited energy reserves, stabilize your blood sugar, and significantly reduce the gastrointestinal distress that forces over a third of runners to drop out of long-distance races, with nausea accounting for the vast majority of those cases. Now, hear me clearly. This approach demands a rigorous adaptation period, strategic carbohydrate intake on race day, and meticulous electrolyte management if you want to succeed. Conventional endurance nutrition prescribes 60 to 90 grams of carbohydrates per hour. In contrast, an LCHF or ketogenic protocol restricts carbohydrates to just 5 to 10% of your daily calories, roughly 25 to 35 grams, while pushing fat intake up to 75 to 80%. This metabolic shift triggers nutritional ketosis, where your liver converts fatty acids into ketone bodies. The primary advantage here is access to your body's vast fat reserves, which hold approximately 40,000 calories compared to just 1,680 calories in your glycogen stores. Research shows fat-adapted athletes achieve peak fat oxidation rates up to 2.3 times higher than high-carb athletes, and fat can supply up to 88% of your energy during prolonged efforts, compared to 56% for conventional fueling. But let's talk about the trade-off. You will experience a loss of high-intensity capacity. Fat oxidation requires more oxygen than carbohydrates, meaning your exercise economy will decline by 5 to 8% at race-relevant speeds. Consequently, this strategy is best suited for ultra-endurance events dominated by submaximal efforts below 65% of your VO2 max, rather than races requiring frequent surges or steep climbs. Transitioning to fat-fueled running is not immediate. Full metabolic adaptation typically takes 4 to 12 weeks. During those first 2 to 3 weeks, you'll likely experience what we call the keto flu: fatigue, brain fog, muscle cramps, and a 20 to 30% drop in your pace. Adjust your training accordingly. Reduce intensity by 30 to 40%, limit workouts to 45 to 60 minutes, and focus strictly on low-intensity, aerobic movement. Fasted training during this phase accelerates adaptation by upregulating fat-burning enzymes and improving insulin sensitivity, but keep it to low-intensity efforts only. By weeks 5 to 6, your mitochondrial efficiency will improve, and you'll be able to sustain longer efforts at 60 to 70% of your maximum heart rate. Even when you're fully fat-adapted, do not eliminate carbohydrates entirely on race day. Strategic intake of 30 to 60 grams of carbs per hour supports performance without disrupting ketosis. Real-world data shows successful low-carb ultrarunners consuming between 31 and 56 grams of carbs hourly, depending on race duration. Your fat-based race foods should be easily digestible and portable. Proven options include macadamia nuts, nut butters, MCT oil, which bypasses standard digestion for rapid energy, hard-boiled eggs, cheese, olives, and avocados. Timing matters. Front-load your calories during the first hours of the race when absorption is highest, and adjust your intake based on daylight hours and terrain. Low-carb diets fundamentally alter your hydration dynamics. Lower insulin levels cause your kidneys to excrete more water, sodium, and potassium. You must consume 4 to 6 grams of sodium and 3.5 to 5 grams of potassium daily to prevent hyponatremia and muscle dysfunction. Rely on thirst cues rather than rigid schedules, and accept a 2 to 3% body weight loss during long events as completely normal. Prioritize whole food electrolyte sources like bone broth, salted nuts, avocados, and leafy greens, supplemented by targeted powders when necessary. Avoid NSAIDs during races, as they can disrupt hormone regulation and increase your hyponatremia risk. Despite careful planning, GI distress can still occur, affecting up to 80% of ultrarunners. Practice your exact race nutrition during long training runs to condition your gut. If you hit the wall, slow your pace immediately. Diagnose whether the issue is energy depletion, dehydration, or GI distress, and consider strategic carbohydrate intake to bridge the gap without fully exiting ketosis. Watch for warning signs like persistent fatigue, brain fog, or that sweet fatigue from repetitive gels, and pivot to savory, fat-based alternatives. Here are your critical takeaways for implementation. First, allow 4 to 12 weeks for full fat adaptation, and expect and plan for an initial performance dip. Second, consume 30 to 60 grams of carbohydrates per hour during races to maintain energy, without compromising fat adaptation. Third, prioritize electrolyte replacement, targeting 4 to 6 grams of sodium and 3.5 to 5 grams of potassium daily due to increased renal excretion. Fourth, train your digestive system with fat-based fuels like nuts, MCT oil, and cheese during long runs to prevent race day GI distress. And finally, reserve this strategy for submaximal, ultra-endurance efforts, and be prepared to adjust flexibly based on your individual physiological response and race conditions. Success with a low-carb ultra-running strategy hinges on patience, systematic adaptation, and a willingness to challenge conventional fueling norms while respecting the physiological realities of fat metabolism. Train smart, stay consistent, and see you on the course.